Oh, there it is. It's bacon bad. It's bacon bad. Oh, it's bacon so bad. Oh, 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 it's bacon bad. That's it. Welcome.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
We're back.
We're back.
The boys are back in town, they're saying. Good to be back.
Thin Lizzy.
Yeah.
I'm thin.
Well, and I'm the queen.
You're the queen. Thin queen.
Yeah, Lizzy, Elizabeth.
Oh, I see what you've done there. Yes, anding, but then pivoting.
You know me, I love it.
Wow, it's... Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that was a bad start.
Well, hey. Do you think that was a bad start?
No, we're... This is fine, in a way.
That's fine, yeah. Hey, guys, welcome to... Dairy Week.
Ugh. Yeah. You don't like that?
I just feel like it's weird.
They've all got yogurts in them.
Yeah. It's Dairy Week. What happened last week? It was Bread Week.
Bread Week, which is a classic.
Standard week. I feel like they've gone... We did Vegan Week last year.
Yeah.
I wonder if... We don't know if we'll get that this year. Might happen.
Could happen.
At the talk, they were like, we're going to make some milk sweets. That freaked me out. I thought that was really weird. I don't want to watch milk sweets.
But they did it. And
they did it.
I would say probably one of the worst weeks ever. Ooh, of Bake Off.
Wow.
I feel like we'll get to the showstopper later, but
yeah.
Just a little.
You just weren't.
Just none of them were. They were all fine.
If you were Shania Twain, you'd have said.
That don't impress me much. Do. Yeah, you've got the cakes, but do you have the touch?
Kneading.
And don't get me wrong. Yeah, I think you're all right. But that never don't keep my belly away. Full of bread at night.
That don't impress me much.
That was
beautiful.
I rolled with it.
All right. Oasis. You gotta... Just keep going.
Mate.
Hey, we're on a roll. But so it was first...
Roll.
It was the first... Good. Milk roll, because it's Dairy Week.
There he is.
I'm back.
That's why they pay you the big bucks.
They certainly do. So it's Dairy Week. What did you think? First impressions?
Of Dairy Week.
Just of Dairy Week. Because I saw it, I was like, what is this? It annoyed me a bit.
Yeah. No, I kind of liked it because I was like, I like dairy. Are they going to make like ice cream cake or something?
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. I think they could have done something
with it. If they had a cheesecake round, I'd have loved that.
Or like Miller Corner.
Yeah. If they had to make the plastic as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do love the
foil seal.
Did you ever watch The Great Pottery Throwdown?
I've not, but I think we've talked about it on this very podcast before because you get quite emotional about it, don't you? That guy that cries at the...
If they ever bring that back,
you're going to apply?
Doing a podcast, baby.
Oh, okay.
It was Dairy Week and I feel like we're getting at least to a point where there's a manageable amount. You kind of know the characters now.
Yeah.
Maybe let's have a check-in because
it
was a solo podcast from you last week, Ross.
Yeah.
So we didn't really get to check in.
Yeah.
And now we know everyone. Who are your favourites?
I like... I don't know, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling that many of them.
Same. I feel like they're a good bunch. They're nice. They're always nice.
There's no, they're all pleasant
there's
enough
no
people.
Kim Joy.
But there's no Kim Joy. Yeah, there's no Rahul. There's nobody, like, bringing the banter.
There's no Liam. Remember him?
Yeah, I do. Fun.
He presents the professionals.
Yeah, he does now. He plays FIFA. I don't know. Like, I'm finding more people that I don't like than I do like.
Yeah, that's classic you, though.
Bitter.
What do you think of Helena?
Which one's Helena?
The goth.
I want to like her, but I feel like she's trying so hard. And there's that scene this week where she was like, oh, I've spoken to my husband and we can get married to Noel. She obviously loves Noel. And then Noel was like, go away, you weird Spanish lady. I don't know. She's
a character.
What did she have on her? She had a little thing on her shirt.
At least she's bringing a bit of something.
She's got a bit of something. She's got a bit of banter.
A lot of these.
Everything's, you know, a bit of a ghost or is a bit of something silly. So that's, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, did she say at the start, she's like, I want to call Paul Paolo now. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I saw that.
I thought that's interesting. Confident.
We got some, we won't dwell on this on the podcast because this
doesn't
is
matter, but we've got some viewers.
We are on Twitch, so
we're live streaming it on Twitch, guys. So you can actually, if you want to watch this,
yeah, you can watch it back.
You can watch it back,
see
and
what
then
we look like,
yeah, that'd be a bit of fun.
Ross is wearing a wrist guard.
Yeah, I've got bad RSI, mate. When you're
it's
when
one
you're
of the funniest things.
When you're a pro Twitch streamer,
yeah,
and you've just been on Fortnite, this isn't even the right. Do you want to know how annoying it is? This, I can't find the wrist guard that actually properly helps my wrist. So I found this temporary one.
Why do you have so many wrist guards?
Because I get RSI all the time. Then I lose the wrist guard, buy a new one, and then forget where I've put the other ones. So this one, I'm going to take it off because I need a bit of a break.
Can I have a little go on it?
It's quite warm. It's quite sweaty at the moment.
Okay. Yeah. Well, before the end of the podcast.
Yeah. I'll well, I'll leave that there for you to have a play with.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. So we're talking. Yeah. So I've got RSI. Probably like, you know, some people might, if they're, you know, needing too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So should we dive in with the old signature bake?
Yeah. So what did you see? I noticed most people did buttermilk or sour cream or yogurt. Yeah.
Because it had to be a cultured dairy.
It did.
So.
Had to have gone to a museum or two.
Oh, there he is. Links. Yeah. I found, this is what I think what sort of let me down with this week,
yeah,
is they were all kind of fine.
Yeah.
They were just made cakes.
Nothing was like, Steph made a cake called The Answer to Everything.
Steph, yeah, chocolate and raspberry.
Yeah.
With buttermilk.
Then we had a lot of booze. It seems very boozy this year, actually, is one thing I have noticed. Yeah, a lot of booze.
It's a thing, isn't it? Because Rosie made limoncello.
Yeah, and David
also made limoncello. And I'm looking at my notes here, and Steph, they loved it.
Very they did
rich,
love it, yeah.
Though,
she said too much. Ooh.
Rosie, spot on, beautiful. Oh. Some of the quotes.
Wow.
There. David, love it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Very neat.
What I thought immediately this week was, as I said last week, you immediately start to see when the writing's on the wall.
Yeah.
Phil. Everyone else is using buttermilk, sour cream, doing something interesting. What's Phil popped in? Full fat milk. Like you. That was a revelation in Edinburgh when I found out you drank full fat milk.
Yeah. Well, it's got less carbs in it.
You're on the keto.
Yeah, I'm keto tonic, mate.
So yeah, Phil put the full fat yogurt in and he wasn't doing great right out of the box. You could see he was out of his depth.
Yeah, because he made a rose water cake and they said it didn't really taste of rose water.
They said this tastes like cereal. So it's like Special K.
Phil made a bowl of Special K. But to be fair, it was cereal week.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah.
Ideas.
Yeah. Priya.
Banana cake.
Yeah.
I like the sound of this. I like a banana.
Yeah,
cake.
Me too. I like banana. Banana cake. See, I don't like bananas.
On their own?
No, give me an upset tummy.
Straight out the peel.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I get a sore tummy if I have bananas.
Yeah, or is it psychological?
No. Why would that be psychological? Well, I just get a bit of a sore tummy.
Raw banana.
Yeah, if I eat raw, pure raw banana, I think what it is I eat it with the skin on, and apparently that's bad.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're meant to take the middle out.
Oh, right.
The skin.
Yeah. So, Priya, and it was a bit of concern because he was like, oh, that looks like the mixture's split. And Paul Hollywood looked a bit upset, but all came good for her, I think, in the end, didn't it?
Yeah, and then this is the drama of this challenge was Michael
Cheesecake surprise.
Yeah. And he said he made it 10 times at home and it only worked once.
That is what I would call bad odds.
And look, this is, I'm going to talk about Michael for
a second. Michael.
He's someone that we know has time to bake, not his showstopper, but his signature bake 10 times, right?
Yeah, it's a lot.
A lot of time on his hands.
Yeah.
And he's still getting it wrong.
That's not good, is it?
And also, I just feel like his game management is poor. taking those kinds of risks.
Yeah. What are you doing?
In week four.
Week four. Yeah.
Get you know, real. Play it safe.
Yeah,
mate.
Exactly. Putting a cake in a cake.
Phil's making cereal.
Phil's in the back. He's made ready brek.
And you're and putting yourself on the line.
Yeah.
Putting a cheesecake in a cake.
Nah, too much. Nah.
One or the other, mate.
Exactly. Make a choice.
And I've written, fucked it.
Well, he did, yeah. What did they say when they tasted it?
Well, they said it was delicious, actually, yeah.
But
I mean, it was half a cake.
Yeah.
Because it'd fallen apart. Helena made her ghost cake.
Yeah.
This was
it looked like a ghost emoji, didn't it?
You know what? I think I'm going to make my decision.
Controversial.
Helena, I like her.
Yeah, I think, you know what? I think I like Helena as well.
She's bringing a bit of something to the
bake. Yeah, exactly. And like, I remember what she baked. Do you know what I mean? It's like when you see a comedian and you can remember their jokes. You're like,
yeah,
that was a good one.
Yeah.
Helena.
Team Helena. Helena for the win.
Helena for the win.
Yeah, let us know who your favorites are. This is the week four.
Guys, if you're watching live now, you Great British Bake Off fans, what you can do is just leave us a little chat here. If you guys are at home listening to this now, want to hang out, just tweet at us at the Jerk Store.
Yeah.
Who your favorites are? Hashtag Bacon Bad.
What do you think of Helena?
What do you think of Helena?
What do you think of Michael and his 10 trials and it still fails?
Yeah. What would you have done?
That's what we always ask.
Right.
Then we've got Alice.
Leafy yogurt cake.
Yeah. What? Looks great, bit bland.
She said she'd been testing out on her students, which I thought was quite funny.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a bit controversial. I don't know if they're in this, you know, health and safety grooming. Gone mad. the geography groomer, allegedly. No, not even allegedly, just banter. And then we had Michelle.
Yeah.
Welsh. This is the first time one of Michelle's cakes or bakes haven't been Welsh named.
Yeah.
I noticed it on her shirt, on the sleeve, it said LOL. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I did not see that.
That made me LOL.
Do you know where they grow rhubarb?
Wales.
No, Manchester, actually. Oh. Big grow of rhubarb.
I didn't know that.
They grow it indoors. Did you know this?
No.
They grow it indoors because obviously you want the stalk, so you don't want it to grow leaves. So they grow it in the dark.
What?
Indoors. And it grows so quick sometimes, right?
Yeah.
You can hear it grow.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got that off QI.
That's good.
Not Toxfig Fry.
Toxfig was on good form this week, I thought. Good puns and stuff. Yeah.
Her cake was claggy though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but she did those meringue kisses. I can make them.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've made them.
Well, so we hear. I've heard a lot about your bacon, never seen it.
No, well, we keep getting out on the piss instead of recording our show, so.
That is true. We should, now we've got the Twitch as well.
We could do a taste test. You can bake along with us, maybe.
Bake along. We do. Look.
We're doing content.
Maybe after the show finishes, we'll make it weekly.
Yeah.
And just make it a bake. Do you guys love baking?
Do you simply love to bake? Guys.
And then Henry made a German breakfast cake.
Did I miss something where there was a reason why it was a German breakfast?
He lived in Germany.
Ah, wunderbar.
Or maybe he just went on holiday. Have you ever been to Germany?
I have, yeah. I never thought, one of the best breakfasts of my life.
Yeah.
Where have I been? Where haven't I been, mate? Berlin?
Yeah.
Munich.
Another one.
That's it, really.
The two big boys.
Two big boys, why not?
Yeah.
What about you? Have you been to Germany?
I've been to Berlin.
Oh, yeah? Ich ein Berliner.
Yeah, saw the wall.
Saw it. What? Which one? The wall.
Oh, the big...
The Pink Floyd, the wall. You saw Pink Floyd do a gig?
Look, it's still up.
It is in parts.
But just for banter, not for political reasons.
That's what they say on the guides. Hey guys, welcome to welcome to the banter wall. And then it's just got bad art on it predominantly now, isn't it? Some of it's pretty bad though, isn't
Street
it?
Street art.
Some of it's not good. It's not, is it?
But
you gotta take really your take your gram memories on it, don't you?
So after that first round, we got Michael in trouble.
Yeah.
Fucked it.
Which one's Michael? The one with the clear glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who kept cutting himself in week one. Because Michael and Henry, I get muddled up. They're both very similar.
Henry is the roller skating, organ playing loser.
Yeah, he wears the jumper.
Wears a jumper with a tie all the time. So weird. All right.
Phil didn't go well for Phil.
Okay.
And Alice, bit bland. But
Blalice.
No, I feel like no one excelled and no one really fell behind that much in that. Because even though Michael completely messed it up.
Yeah.
It tasted good. So
it's like, okay, well, redeemed.
Yeah.
Mike the Redeemer. See what I've done there?
Biblical. And we go on to the technical.
Now, what were these called?
They were called bridesmaid?
Yeah. Some Tudor, like a custard tart, basically.
But with lemon. Lemon curd.
Lemon curd.
And you know what? I love the look of
it. It looked really good.
I love those Portuguese tarts. Yeah, I think I've talked about this on the podcast.
I thought they... Portugal, been there. Yeah. Lisbon.
Have you? I've never been to Lisbon.
Oh, it's a lovely...
I've been to the Algarve.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I love Lisbon. Probably too hot this time. Actually, no, now would be probably come around to a nicer time.
New Barcelona, that's what they're saying.
But I had lovely Portuguese tarts there. It's really,
really nice. Yummy. They're good.
Yeah. With the cinnamon.
Yeah. Oof. They're one of my favourite...
Snacks.
Bakes.
Yeah, I would say. Should we try and make some of them?
I think they'll be hard, but we can
give it a go.
They've definitely done them in a technical.
Yeah,
before.
They have, for sure.
It's a classic technical, isn't it?
This one, not so classic. But how did they get on?
It was really bad. When they came out, Phil, like... not Phil. Paul.
Paul.
All the same, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretended to walk out because they were all so shit.
Wow.
They were all too shallow.
Can you imagine?
Just look. This is Bake Off this year.
Listen, this is it.
Not been many handshakes this year, has there?
There was one handshake last week.
Yeah.
That's it. This week. Were there any handshakes this week?
No. I think there was a lot of criticism.
Yeah.
Us included, of him dishing out the handshakes too.
Do you think he's reined it in a little bit? And he's like, but then I would have thought that, having said that, they gave a handshake out last week, and I was like, doesn't seem, but with Bread Week, wasn't it? So if you just nail bread really well, Hollywood's gonna love you. He's always gonna be fighting your corner.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So yeah, so they all flopped it. Who came first?
It was the top. The top dogs were David and Steph.
Oh.
They're both very good, though, aren't they? Just very competent baker. And then last was Priya.
David's the one that's cultured David, isn't it?
Yeah.
Creative David.
That's his vibe.
He was, yeah.
I like him, though.
Yeah, I don't mind. He's a bit of a silent. I feel like he might come into his own eventually. I feel like David's going to get there.
You know he's good.
Yeah, and it's going to be good. So, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed for David. And Priya was bottom. She was terrible.
Yeah.
But then they were all so bad that...
Do you think they'll do another Dairy Week again? Probably not.
Nah, I reckon that's one-off.
Cancelled. Dairy's cancelled.
Yeah. Well, some are saying
next week.
Anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hormones.
Almonds. Almond week next year, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Nut week.
They could do
the
that.
The puns will be out of control.
Yeah,
that
too many. Yeah. I reckon they need to rein it back, you know?
Chill out.
You know what I'm saying.
You can switch us to the outside tent.
All right. So that's the technical. And then we had...
Yeah.
Mishti for the showstopper.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like Indian sweets made with...
Yeah. What
milk,
is this?
Milk?
Yeah.
Boiled milk? So it's milk that is like boiled until
it
turns into
They look
curd,
good.
Right?
Somebody described that to you. You'd be like, I'll have a rich tea, please, mate.
Yeah. Would you?
No. I'd probably have that milk thing, but...
You know.
I don't know. You don't want to see them ungrateful, do you?
Yeah, if they're offering.
Yeah, exactly.
Give anything
nice
a go.
To be asked.
So they're making...
Was it... Goya, is that what it is? Goya or Koya?
It was called Mishti.
But then they were using Goya or Koya?
Yeah,
what was all that?
Yeah, yeah. That's what the milk is.
Where's that from?
India, probably.
Just the country? No, I mean, like, is it from milk? Is it?
Yeah,
like,
it's milk. Cause they were
from
like,
a cow. But then...
I'd say so.
Look, we're not bloody technical wizards, are we? We just ask the questions. We don't have the answers all the time. If you know what it is, where it's from.
Yeah. If you need some questions asked.
If you paid more attention than we did this week's episode, let us know.
There was a lot going on.
So much.
Should we dive in?
Mm.
Alice, afternoon tea.
Yeah. I wrote here, in brackets, problematic. Because the British occupation of India, I thought that's controversial.
Exploiting the tea.
Yeah, exactly.
Markets.
Have some, you know.
Have some awareness.
Decency.
Yeah. Trudeau, heard of him, cancelled.
Yes, cancelled.
Priya.
Yeah.
Home turf. She's had these as
she
a
she was
kid.
Like, yeah, know all about it.
Saffron,
next.
Mango.
Yeah, class. That's the kind of flavours I was expecting. Cardamom.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not really that big a fan of cardamom. But
here it
this is.
Is
where I'd want it, where I'd expect it. Chia.
Yeah.
Ghee. Sean Ford, AWOL today, but
yeah,
he loves
clarified
a ghee.
Clarified butter.
Clarified butter.
You know how they make ghee? Do you want,
yeah,
you
go know? On.
It's just butter that's boiled down.
Yeah.
And then they skim off the dairy solids off the top.
Oh.
So it has a higher cooking point. Because, you know, if you cook butter, it will burn if you make
right,
it too
yeah,
hot.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So, but you can cook with it like
ghee,
oil
it's just
then
going
because
mad.
You've skimmed off all the dairy
wow.
solids. That's ghee. Not even in this week, but you're
not even.
About it, aren't you? Bloody hell.
Didn't know what koya was, but we know what ghee is. So chill out.
Chill out.
Leave us alone. Please don't stay.
Been a very erratic week, hasn't it?
Yeah, well,
from us.
From us and from the show, though.
Yeah.
Maybe we're just reeling from the episode, really.
Match the energy.
Exactly.
I've had a Diet Coke.
Have you? Oh, yeah. I'm drinking a 0% Heineken.
Yeah.
Tastes like beer.
Can I have a look at it?
Yeah. It looks like beer, but it's not because it's blue.
Blue beer.
It's not a sponsor, but...
I'm just going to check the actual alcohol content.
I think it's it could be like 0.5%.
0.05.
There you go. And the rest. Or not, as the case may be.
The rest is in a
in the bin.
In the bin.
It's the ghee of beers.
It is the ghee of beers. That's what I'd call it if I was in marketing.
So, what else is going on?
Priya, we've done her.
Mm.
Hers, we'll just go through. What was the feedback for Alice's? I mean, it was so quick. I mean,
yeah, they were bashing through them all. I think they were, like,
was
Alice
fine,
was good.
Right?
Everyone's was fine.
Priya's they didn't love. Because I think she didn't make enough of a showpiece of it.
Yeah.
Well, but
I think
they
that
said
was,
it tastes good.
But they were all melting.
Yeah, well, it's hot in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Michael, he's doing the flag of India.
It's cool.
And it was good, I've read.
Yeah.
Steph.
Nice colours.
Pink and pretty. Like me,
like
she
you.
Said.
Oh, is that what she said?
Yeah. Bit cocky.
Yeah. Which one's Steph? She's the...
Fringe. Yeah.
She's
Winkleman.
Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looked great and it tasted great. Great feedback.
Three jobs. I know the one. It's got three part-time jobs.
Yeah,
mate. Still blows my mind.
Millennial, is she?
No.
David, Kevra water is in his. Tastes of India. Good.
That's good.
Henry.
Yeah.
Okay. And now
this is
a talking point.
Yeah.
Seaside themed.
Well,
everyone else is using the third bake.
Yeah.
Where they don't have to make that goya themselves.
Yeah.
And they're just doing something easy. He is making ice cream. Right?
Yeah.
And what was... This was actually... And again... He's obviously pretty much safe because he had two. He
too
was good.
So earlier, you don't know that when you're going in that week. You've got to practice
everyone
during
else
the week.
Could smash it.
Yeah.
Again, him and Michael, game management, mate. Why are you showing off? It's week four, mate.
Chill out.
Yeah. You've seen what bloody Phil's got cooking up?
he's
made mud out of crushed bourbons. And you're trying to make ice cream.
Yeah, no,
chill out.
No.
And what was really annoying me is it wasn't setting, right?
Yeah.
Or it was. It was in the
freezer.
Lo
and behold, it didn't set when...
But he kept
checking
it.
They only have a certain amount of time. Yeah.
And looking at it for ages, it's like, if you know...
Do you know how ice cream works?
Keep like, the freezer closed.
Yeah. One thing it won't aid it, opening the freezer.
Letting all the heat
in. You know, they say, if it's too hot, get out of the kitchen. Well, if it's not... If it's cold,
get in the freezer.
Keep the freezer door shut. It'll stay, you know. If you want to be cold, stay in the free.
The colder the better.
Yeah, that's it.
And it melted, and he, you know, it looked shit.
He said, "What was the line about prison? Did you hear that? He served it."
He said, "You would eat it if it was there."
That's right.
That's what Paul said, and Henry said, "If you were in prison," and then Paul made like a maybe sort of thing.
Like, yeah.
And then he laughed, Henry, but he looked like he was going to cry.
Yeah, pathetic.
Michelle, the Welsh princess.
Yeah.
She made rice pudding. That's not even a joke.
And then she didn't make it well. He was like, "I love rice." She was like, "Oh, it's my favorite," because Paul tasted it and he went, "Ooh, that's not good." She's like, "Oh, that's my favorite. I love rice pudding." He's like, "So do I, but that's not it."
Yeah.
Oof.
And I like that because she was getting too cocky.
Yeah, she was. And she's a bit sassy as well. She looks like pissed off. Yeah. She's doing that thing where they answer back.
Yeah.
I hate that. Don't be.
Take it on the chin, mate.
Take it on the chin. Whatever chin is in Welsh, take it on that.
Yeah.
Glenallid.
Get it on the Glenallid.
Take it on the Conway.
Get it on the Llewellyn.
The Bowen.
Caris. Helena.
Yeah.
Sweet shop.
Sells goth sweets.
And she did a good job of it.
Yeah.
Fair like play to her.
Yeah, fair play.
Got Rosie, speed. Cocktails and canapes.
Mm.
I written here. Things from, oh yeah, just a little side note, she made those things from Lion. You seen the film Lion
with
Dev Patel?
Oh no,
it's like Australia.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Yeah,
it's got those things, and they're like a real plot point
of course, yeah,
because they kind of like bring back his memories of when he was a kid in India, because he's at university, and
that's
he
right, and he starts doing the yeah,
and there's like an Indian guy there, and he
and he gets his identity. Oh, it's a sad film, that, isn't it?
Yeah, but they look delicious in the film, so I was glad she was making them.
Did she talk about Lion?
No one did. I think too sad, isn't it?
Sad,
I shouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah, no, what a Debbie
Found
Downer.
His mum in the end, though, doesn't he? That's a real story, so it doesn't count as a spoiler.
No, it doesn't, yeah. Doesn't count if it's on Wikipedia.
It was in the news, mate.
Read it. Heard of it?
Get a book.
Get a book. Fuck, it's in the news, mate. You know, the news book.
Yeah.
Very aggressive today, aren't we? Got a weird energy.
Yeah.
It's because there's no Sean to temper it. Last week was like an ASMR session, me by myself.
Yeah, that was in my ears.
And now this week, you've pent up all your aggression, reeling from Bread Week. Now you are Dairy Week.
Lastly, we have Phil, touched on earlier, made a garden, right? And I've put here, looks weird, tastes shit.
Looked like a bowl of cereal that'd been left on the drain.
Mate, what was he doing?
Ugh.
Like the crush up bourbons? I mean, that's not what it was.
It's a big tanker.
It was, wasn't it?
Big petrol tanker.
Yeah.
Look at that. He's throwing it on the floor.
I don't need... And we're going off book, baby. That's my notes done.
Who end of the
did
line?
You think who was it on the chopping block? There were a few.
Very well. I thought it was going to be Big Philly T the other way.
Yeah, so did I.
He's done,
but he was very shocked, wasn't he?
By his departure.
Yeah,
it's weird. Is that? Do you think you'd like?
It's like, mate, you fucked up it.
Every single challenge, you were bad at it.
Shit, mate.
You know. Oops. No. So he's gone. It was one of those ones where I was like, when they gave out Star Baker, I don't really think anyone was deserving of Star Baker this week.
Yeah, Steph was good.
Steph was fine.
Yeah, it wasn't a strong week, and they all know it.
Yeah. Like, I feel like you need to up the game, really. That's my personal opinion, but hey, what do I know?
But Dairy Week took them all off guard, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, big time.
What was next week? Next week was a weird.
Wait, is it booze week or is it like?
Nah, it was.
It's something. It's like 1920s.
Yes, Roaring Twenties.
The Roaring Twenties. Twenties week.
It's nearly the 20s again, isn't it?
Yeah, 2020s. What will they call them?
20s, baby.
Did they call them the 10s every time? Yeah. We didn't call it. This is decades, not the 10s, is it? Because it was the noughties. But I feel like that took a while to clock on.
Yeah, I'd never call it that. Have some respect for yourself, mate. The noughties.
Naughty and the noughties. Then the tens.
The O's, I call it.
The O's.
Oh. The double O's.
The double O's. All right. The James Bond years.
Yeah. Well, Agents. James Bond did have a resurgence in that.
He did, actually.
Casino Royale.
Casino Royale. Heard of it? Yeah, I have. Yeah. Watched it in the cinema in the Netherlands.
Did you? I've never seen it.
Haven't you? That's bullshit. You don't watch James Bond?
No. I've seen Casino Royale.
Yeah. For England, James.
Quantum of Solace, haven't seen. Skyfall, haven't seen. Is there another one?
No, it's the three.
There's one with a woman in.
They've all got women in. James Bond.
But one where that he doesn't shag.
There's a few of those.
Is that the new... There's been a recent James Bond film.
There's one coming out soon, isn't there?
I don't know. I don't really like it. I think
you hate it.
It's not my thing.
No? What's your favourite of like those?
It's like running around town with a gun in a suit.
Spectre.
Grow up.
Casino Royale.
Spectre. That's
Skyfall. Spectre. And then there's a new one coming out.
I haven't seen any of them. What do you guys think of James Bond? Leave it in the chat. Not my thing.
No.
Not my thing. I prefer...
Fast and Furious?
I haven't seen them.
Oh, really?
What have I seen?
Hey, do you not watch? Do you not own a TV? Too busy on Twitch.
Yeah, I'm a streamer, baby. I watched Coco the other day. Seen that?
The Pixar film. Yeah. Oh, the Mama Coco.
That's brilliant.
I haven't seen it. Oh. I just know that line.
That is brilliant. That's one of the greatest films of all time.
Better than Toy Story.
Better than Toy Story 4.
Okay.
Which I have seen recently as well.
Oh, yeah? It's a good film. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I enjoyed it. I like animated films. They make me feel happy.
That's what life's about, isn't it? Yeah. And that's what Bake Off gives you. And I hope you, listener, you listen to this or watched it maybe on the Twitch stream.
Yeah.
And you're happy. As Harry and I, we never even introduced ourselves. We said we were Thin and the Queen.
Yeah.
That's our names. No, I've been Ross Drummond.
I've been Harry Monaghan.
Have we got anything at Ross Drummond?
At Harry Monaghan.
are you going to talk over me like we're on Radio 4? Let me finish. At Ross Drummond. I'm going to stereo mix these it comes in. anything you want to say to your fans?
I love you.
Yeah.
I want you to respect me.
Okay. That's nice. And I hope,
never give up on your dream.
Never give up on your dreams.
Try your hardest.
Try your hardest. Live, love, laugh. That's what I'd say. So thanks for listening to yet another episode of Baking Bad, the Great British Bake Off.
We'll be back again Tuesday.
Are we definitely?
Yeah.
Which are the diary now? Fans need it.
We'll be back. If you're listening, maybe you're rewatching on Netflix and you're in the future.
Maybe the years. Maybe you're
the roaring 20s.
It's the roaring 20s.
Wow, what's it like?
Yeah, let us know. Let us know at the Jerk Store or like send it to us via whatever the new thing is now.
Because I reckon it's coming back, baby.
E-fax. The roaring 20s. All right, man. Well, should we shake hands?
Yeah.
Good game. Get that on the camera.
Yeah. We shook hands there for the listeners.
I've been at Ross Drummond.
I've been at Harry Monaghan.
And
We've done it.
I'll just kind of pop the music on.
So shall I fill until then?
Yeah, give that a little bit of a fill, mate.
A one.
Well, I do win.
Two. A one, two, three, four.
Oh, that's nice. All right. Bye-bye. Oh. Ding. Come on, boys. The podcast is ready. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Love you. Bye. God bless.